This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, and welcome back to another edition of Culture Club HTX. I'm your co-host, and I'm here with my beautiful, blessed, favorite co-host. Is that enough? Shavana Schreiber.
Shavana Robert Schreiber, come on.
Excuse me. You know, I've just been doing that all morning, haven't I?
What?
Whatever that was.
Cutting up?
We're not calling that an innuendo.
No.
I've been innuendoing, and it's been really a lot of fun.
You've just been going for it, actually.
Yeah, they were straight out. They were going, but we're not going to share them with you.
No, we're not. But what we are going to do is...
Talk sports.
Talk sports, CJ's Corner.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to start with some really important stuff. Guys, we are praying so hard that you get it together today and win. Because we're going to be there.
Today's the day, folks.
Today's the day. We're going to be there. We're going to be in our same seats that we had a stomach ache in.
Yeah, 40-yard line.
2 weeks ago, where we eked it out. Then we, at least, we weren't eking last week. We were slammed. But we know that was an accident. And we know that you can do way better than eke out. So we are your devoted fans.
Yes.
And we're going to be there. And please win. And that's all I have to say to CJ today and D'Amico. Coach Nelson says, please win.
And Coach Nelson's GM, me, says, if you need any support, just look up the 40-yard line and there will be.
And the club level.
And we'll wave.
Right on the aisle. You can't miss us.
You cannot. Well, you definitely can't miss us.
No.
No, you can't miss us.
No. We will not be missed.
We won't be missed. And so, okay.
You won't be missed. I will not be missed.
No,
you just said we'll be missed.
We will not be missed.
Okay, let's go. There's big stuff going on this week in Houston.
Okay,
sports.
So what about Joe Mixon, though? Just the update. So the NFL came back and they said, my bad. So I think we're all good. Because remember we talked about there's all these
different... The hip thing.
The hip drop tackle.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at me, I got it right. That all of these new rule changes caused a lot of confusion. And so, therefore...
Yes.
That's what happened. That's what we said happened a few weeks ago. And maybe we will even continue to say that happened last week. But now we're back. We're going to win today. And that's all that matters. So what else is happening?
Oh, you're talking about the number of penalty yards?
Oh, 100 and what is it? 15
well, over 200 in the last two games. We could just go there.
No, let's not go there. Let's move on. So what do we think about Brett Favre and his Parkinson diagnosis?
Well, you know, what I thought of immediately was Muhammad Ali.
Yeah. Yep.
I did. And I can't stop thinking about him. And I know Brett Favre is like a beloved quarterback icon, et cetera, et cetera. And I know we have new helmets.
Yes, we do.
And hopefully that's going to help. But unfortunately, they're not going to help them unless they really... I don't want to do flag football, but that's kind of the... It's flag football or it's limiting the number of concussions you can have before you retire.
Well, and... Yes.
That's just my logical thoughts. I haven't read that anywhere.
I think so. And I also think, like we were saying, I think it's training the new and up and coming players on a different way to tackle. I mean, I really do think that it's you're going to have to train people on just new ways to tackle and bring people down. I think so. Especially quarterbacks.
Well, good luck. You know, I mean, good luck. I mean, it's like when you fall down the stairs, how do you control not hitting your head?
You work on your core.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you work on your core. I guess it's sliding down.
Guess who's the more recent trainer than I am?
Oh, look at you. You know what? She's on a roll, folks. But anyway, so we are in prayer for Brett and others who are experiencing, CTE, et cetera. Magical. I feel like you have something to say. You're like leaning in here. You have something to say?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just like looking. I'm like, Magical's leaning in. Oh!
Look at the guest.
Oh, our guest. Yes.
We have a fabulous guest, Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger.
Came to be with us today for our sports section. He is not an LSU Tiger. I should make sure everyone understands that.
Okay.
Is he a Houston? He's not a Cougar either.
No.
But closer to a Cougar, right?
He's our pal. Okay, so Astros, my favorite topic because, as we know, people in this room who will not be named were not in support of the Astros.
I'm a Fairweather fan.
Oh!
I'm admitting it. I am. I love winning, and I really watch the playoffs, intensely, and I love them. I love our team, But today, watching baseball to me is like watching grass grow.
Okay.
It is just not the same as football or basketball. Well, and that's just me. And please forgive me, Jim Crane, and my precious friend, Janet Gerwich. Forgive me. I've felt that way all my life. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay. Well, I am here as the devotee of
without
baseball,
a doubt.
And
you should have your own private pass.
You know, I like this. Janet, Jim, are you listening?
Yeah.
So the Astros win their fourth straight AL West title. Did you know that?
Fourth straight, but eight. What? Oh, they were, what, they have National League before this or something? This is their eighth straight regional win or something. Or okay. Seven out of the last
okay.
8 years. Okay. That's what's been all over the paper.
Uh-huh.
This is eight. Am I wrong?
But this is a title. So this is after their very dramatic 4-3 win over the Seattle. Did you see that? No, you didn't see it because you said it's like watching grass grow. Anyway.
No, actually, I was either watching football or out partying.
True facts. True. No, for this one, true facts. But anyway, shout out to the Astros. We're so excited. And, you know, for Houston, like we always say, one, it's great to watch our teams win. But in addition to that, as they win, more people are going downtown. They're spending money.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, it's just good.
It's great for our economy.
People
it's great
moods.
For our city tax structure.
Absolutely.
It just makes everybody happy, which makes our life better.
Exactly.
Which we love. And right now, you know, when the Texans win today, by the way, I didn't say this, but
What's
the
that?
Texans are still ranked number 5. They only dropped one after that loss last
that
week.
That may have been a typo.
No, I read, you know, that it's the Athletic, which is, I guess, a division of the New York Times, is suddenly we're ranking the professional teams, just like the number one
the
Texas
power
Longhorns.
Ranking. Yeah.
In
oh,
college.
Here we go.
Football.
So, is that basically, you said that so you could say that?
Go Horns.
Go Horns. Hook them.
Well, actually, hook them.
Yeah, hook okay.
Yeah, that's what we say.
That's what you people say.
Yeah, we people
okay.
say hook them.
So, what about the Rockets? Let's move on from the long.
Well, it looks like it's going to be an exciting season. I know
who
they spent a
that?
Whole lot of time. We love the Rockets.
Oh, who said that?
And furthermore, while I'm on the roll of all sports, mm-hmm. we might get a WNBA team.
I know. So one of the things before we get to the WNBA, so Fertitta, who we talk about often, they have this new, he unveiled this new $75 million Memorial Hermann Houston Rockets Training Center. State of the art.
State of the art.
And so
I hope it helps. Well, I'm serious. I'm not being, that wasn't, it just came out kind of deep voiced, but I didn't mean it. I hope it helps.
It will help. It will help. And to your point about the WNBA, I am so thrilled that Tillman is saying, you know what? We need a WNBA team, folks. Let's get it together. I'm like, yes, we do. And it's the playoffs for the WNBA. So I've been watching those here and there. I know you have not, Lisa. But yeah, so this is great. What? You haven't?
I didn't even know they were on. I do see Caitlin Clark, like in
Caitlin,
the newspaper daily.
Yeah, because it's the WNBA playoffs.
I didn't know that.
I know.
I'm
going to
start
welcome.
Watching.
She's eliminated.
Uh-huh.
Their team was eliminated.
Thank you, Magical.
Oh, Magical. Magical's crying.
Anyway.
He's either laughing or crying, so whatever's good.
Either way, we're good. But anyway, so the Houston Rockets new training facility. You know what? I think we should see if we can go over there and watch them practice.
That would be fabulous.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I'm sure we could figure that out.
Like, I think we should figure
that
out.
We know lots of Rockets people.
Yeah, to get over there to go see them practice. One, just so we can give our listeners a sneak peek of the facility. And, you know, I think it's going to be a super exciting basketball season. I'm ready for it. It's going to be great. And hopefully very, very soon we will have a WNBA team. So let's keep our fingers crossed. And I think, wait a minute, question.
Yes.
What's going on with the Longhorns? Speaking of, let's just talk
they
about
They have
that.
Their first SEC game tomorrow against.
No, they had it yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, Saturday. And so who did they play?
Don't tell anyone we're recording this.
Oh my God.
Like nobody knows.
Who did they play?
Mississippi State.
That's what I thought, Mississippi State. And they're playing there or in Austin, which place? They played in Austin and horns up, I hope.
Oh my goodness. You know, it's lovely to be here today, folks. And with that, I think
we're here today on Friday, not Thursday.
Here we go.
I think they should know everything.
Are you drunk? What do you mean on Friday? What are you talking? Magical. Magical.
I'm getting help edited me. So I can help say anything me. I want. Somebody I know this is me. Over.
What's in that water bottle over there? It electrolytes my ass. What's in there? And with that, we'll be back.
Bye.
Cutting up.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of something of Culture Club HTX, and I'm here with my blessed, beautiful, beloved, best friend co-host, Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
Whoop, whoop.
Don't whoop me. You are not an Aggie, and I am a T-shirt.
Everyone, so relax. No whoop-whooping.
And we're not at sports anymore. We're at business. So
why are we talking about UT? Okay, so anyway.
What bigger business is there in the state of Texas than the university?
I know the port of Houston.
Yeah, that is kind of big right now. Let's talk
one of
about
the ports. So if you haven't heard, there's a potential strike that's going to happen at 36 ports basically in the entire United States. So East Coast, Gulf Coast, including the Port of Houston, which are scheduled to begin on October the 1st, which is on Tuesday, so just in a few days. And this is all about there's some contract negotiation between the Longshoremen Association and the U.S. Maritime Alliance. And if those don't pan out, they're going to be big strikes. And one of the things that we were talking about is that if you remember, and I'm sure you all do, supply chain disruptions. That's
what
you said.
We're not even over it from the pandemic.
I know. And so this was really scary. I was thinking, what? So, yeah, I mean, we can see up to, for Houston, just for our port alone, up to $51 million in daily export losses.
I mean,
this
is
huge.
It's just indescribable.
And I think, you know, as I often say, things like this, people think, oh, it's no big deal until it happens. And you think, oh, what happened? This. So,
where's my milk? Where's my banana?
Or why
where's
is everything so much more expensive?
Yeah, well, that too.
Because of, you know, short supply chain.
I'm still trying to get over certain things being still
very expensive.
50% more or 40% more. And I just want to say, it's not the U.S. government's fault.
Yeah.
It is private industry getting us.
Well, and so the supply
chain. Because they can.
Well, unfortunately. So
hey,
one
man,
of the things,
I was there.
I mean, we were all there. So yeah. The strike will affect about half of U.S. imports and over 68% of containerized exports. So, I mean, really, that's kind of everything.
Well, I'm glad I already have my car.
Yeah, no joke.
You know, seriously, yeah. I can't think of anything I want to import right now. There's certainly clothes I can live without until this is over.
Right.
Or buy the markdowns from the season before. Right.
Well, the good news is here at the Port of Houston, they started to extend their gate hours a few days ago to encourage business to pick up shipments to avoid being stuck during the strike. And, you know, the optimistic portion of me believes that there will be a contract that will be signed and this will be a non-issue, but it is something that we do have to sort of think ahead just in case.
So we're talking business, but I want to, and this is not political, but I do want to say that for the first time in my lifetime, I think the United States of America population is seeing the unions in a pretty good light. Having been in the fashion business, did not have the best view of the unions as they drove
my
business
point.
Overseas. I just think it would really be to their advantage to settle this.
I agree.
So I just want to leave you with that on this subject.
Okay.
Settle.
Settle. Yes. Or settle. I'll say, she says settle. I say come to an agreement. Just don't have a damn strike. Let's just.
Just don't.
Just don't strike. Okay, so what about Baylor and more exciting
our
news.
Beloved Baylor College of
so
Medicine.
So tell us what's happening with BCM.
So they've received $51 million from three prominent donors for their new tower. They're building an incredible Cullen Tower in their new, the Lilly and Roy Cullen Tower is part of the new Health Sciences Park and the Texas Medical Center. And these donations bring Baylor's total fundraising to $150 million.
That's amazing.
$149 million, just shy of the $150 million goal for the project. So, guys, if you have a million, please send it to Baylor today. I'm serious. The Cullen Tower is so important. It's going to be completed in 2026. The innovations that are being made in our Texas Medical Center, and especially on this new campus,
I agree,
are just spectacular. And whether it's for our generation, your generation, the next generation after us, it's we are saving lives for the future. So well, I just have to request that you
that we send $1 million. Well, here's the other thing.
You can send less than a million because more people can make it together like small donors.
Okay, no, I agree with this. Okay. The other thing that I think is interesting, as our population, you know, ages and ages well and better, I mean, I think that it's not even a, you know, next generation kind of thing. I think these innovations that we'll see coming out of the Texas Medical Center will be things that we get to take advantage of right now.
Well, absolutely.
They are going to accelerate, absolutely, you know, the medicine, and I think it's great. So, send your money to Baylor and tell them that Culture Club HTX told you.
And I just
to
want
so.
To say one last thing about this, because I think this is important to everyone who listens to us. And
what's that?
And our next segment is community, but philanthropy's role in driving Houston's healthcare excellence. I'm going to talk as the board chair of the American Cancer Society, where every dollar we raise is matched with five more dollars invested in Houston, Texas, because where would you invest in cancer research? Other than Houston, Texas, the best place in the world. The same thing is happening across the board. The significant contributions from these foundations.
And
this is the Brown Foundation, the DeBakey Medical Foundation, and the Seraphim Foundation. They reflect the Houston trend of supporting these organizations. I mean, that's what we do here. And I just think we get a pat on the back for it.
You know, and I don't know if we're talking about it in community, but there was a new list that came out recently. And I think two or three Houston families, not in, I mean, these are foundations, but anyway, topped the list of the most philanthropic family. Did you see that?
Certainly the Kinders are on it and maybe the Arnolds.
Those were the top two. And then there was one more, but nevertheless. So yes,
but that's the next generation. I mean, these are the old guys. Right? I mean, like, you know, these are the people that have been giving my whole life.
Right. The next generation. Well, but I think you said something interesting and this is something that we'll talk more about in community, but I do think businesses, I mean, these are foundations, and so these are nonprofits, but I also think that we businesses in Houston are awfully philanthropic in ways that don't often get highlighted. So all of these luncheons and events and the tables that are purchased, well, surprise, surprise, businesses are buying those tables.
Yes,
right?
They are. And these were businesses, all of these. This money didn't come from the air.
Correct.
You know,
right.
Nobody started with billions of dollars in Houston.
Right.
These fortunes were built because this is where you build fortunes.
Someone write that down. Can we write that down?
You know, I'm never.
I was going to say, did you remember what you said? That was
really good. You got that, KK?
She's just like, huh? Magical has that. No.
Okay.
Fortunes are built in Houston.
Yeah, they are. We talk about it all the time.
We do.
This so are you the land of opportunity.
This really is. Are you listening, folks? Import don't go on a strike. All right. So we have so much to talk about in community.
That we're going to go.
I think we need to go. I think we need to take a break.
Okay.
Because our community may run a little bit longer and we don't want to get in trouble for magical.
We'll be back.
Bye.
If you're serious about making 10K your new monthly standard, you need to hear this. The 10K in 10 Days Challenge is for business owners who know they've got more to give. It's time to step it up and be around people who are just as driven. Join a community that's all about leveling up, where 10K months are inevitable. Visit 10kchallenge.vip. That's 10kchallenge.vip. Let's make it happen.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission: partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and here with my beloved, blessed, best, everything in the whole wide world, co-host Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
Hello, people.
And we are at community, which is a huge section for us today.
We have so many things to talk about.
We do. We have real things that are happening in the community and things we're doing, which are real too.
Which are real. Or are they alternate reality? No. Okay. So the first thing we want to talk about is,
we walked the runway on Friday for the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce Role Models Luncheon, all supporting their STEAM program, which is Science, Technology, Education, Science, Technology, Engineering, the Arts, and Math. And they support this through a program with third grade girls across
which
the
is fantastic.
City, which is just fantastic. And the program, we have like 16-year-olds, and they started at 8.
I love this.
So it's really exciting, and it was really fun, and we got to walk together, and we got a ton of applause. So congratulations to the
us.
Women's Chamber
and to us. Yeah.
Second thing that's happening, again, it's us.
It's us.
It's
surprise.
Us. Next Thursday at 11:30 a.m., and I don't know if it's sold out or not, but the Harris County Education Foundation's Through the Looking Glass Luncheon.
Second annual,
where we are celebrating education. Actually, I think this is pre-K through elementary education.
Yes, early childhood education.
Early childhood. Mm-hmm. My passion, of course, as everybody knows, is adult education. So we might be around for more than one season.
Perhaps.
Because we have to get to the adult part. But anyway, we're excited because we're going to interview Pat Mann Phillips, the first female chair of the board of Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And it's going to be a grand time because guess who's interviewing them?
Us.
Funny and funnier. And last but not least, and I know I'm doing this whole thing, but hey.
You know, what's new, folks?
October 1st, which is Tuesday, is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There are so many things going on from so many organizations, and I can't urge you enough to support whichever organization you choose to support. My preference is always the American Cancer Society. And this month, our big event is called Men Wear Pink. We have over 60 men committed to raising $5,000 each.
Mm-hmm.
And they are well on their way. I think they're almost at $200,000, and it's not even the first yet. So it's a very exciting campaign. The money goes directly to breast cancer research. And whatever mm-hmm. we raise here, everybody knows what the American Cancer Society does. What do they do, Siobhana?
They 5-to-1 contribute.
Yeah. They do a big match, and it stays right here in Houston. So thank you for supporting the American Cancer Society. And the other thing that you'll see this year is this really cool wristband all the guys are wearing with this little metal thing. And you just tap your phone to it and it pulls up and you can donate right there to them.
If I had a dating app, I would do that for my dating
app.
Yeah,
I think that's so much better.
Right.
Yeah.
But also, I think something else about breast cancer. I think people still don't understand that men also get breast cancer. And so for this month, I
2,500 last year. I
yeah.
Think.
I mean, it's just
a lot.
It's a lot
too.
I think that more and more by doing events like Men Wear Pink, we highlight that as well, because I mean, obviously we know that women are by and large impacted with breast cancer, but men get breast cancer also. And so the research is important, not just for women, but for men as well. So I love the Men Wear Pink campaign and getting men involved for themselves and also for the women that they love.
And last but not least,
Lisa's computer is going off.
Stand by, because we're doing a Culture Club HTX pink ride.
Oh, yeah.
At Cycle Bar, Houston Heights. And you'll be able to
read
October 13th. It's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. You can come as early as 11:30. The ride is at 12. It's 45 minutes. It's with Mimi Spinstrong, like one of our two very favorite.
Are we
going
to get to pick the playlist? I think we have not
discussed
that.
Oh, my God, yes. She does great playlists.
But I feel like
we need to sit down with her and talk about
it. We need to sit down and talk through this playlist.
Yes.
I have some ideas. What?
Really?
Yeah, I do. Anyway, that's going to be so fun. October 13th, mark your calendar.
Yeah.
Only $20, so it's great.
So you can do it. And I think I don't know how many bikes there are, 40 or 50. Not a lot.
Not a lot. So follow us.
As soon as you can see, you need to sign up.
Yeah, follow our channels if you aren't already, and we know you all are. But if you're not, follow our channels. Be sure to sign up. Send it to people that you know. And here's the other thing. Even if you've not taken a cycle class, do not be afraid.
Oh, you get to just dance in this one.
It's fun.
Mimi is a great dancer.
You'll be okay. We're very supportive, yeah. And we will encourage you. So don't.
Yeah, this
be
is
shy.
Not about cycling.
I mean, well, it is. Well, I mean, you know,
for me it will be, but yeah. For most people, no.
Well, but I just want people to come out. Don't feel intimidated. Okay, right. So did you hear about this private golf club in Uptown?
This is incredible. This is just incredible. I know exactly the space it's in.
I couldn't picture the space.
I think it's the brown building that faces Post Oak.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
on
yeah.
the front
okay.
of Four Oaks Place.
Yes.
You know, and it used to be like an accounting firm and other stuff. And that also was where Borlani's offices were.
Okay, well
but
now.
But I think it's that building in this in-town golf club. Is expanding to Houston, and they took the whole building. I mean, it's like
14,000 square feet,
uh-huh.
Golf simulators, lounges, food and beverage program, and it's going to open next summer. So, I mean, it's not too far out. So this golf club is going to be called In Town Golf Club. It's members only.
Yes.
Indoor golf.
We're getting lots of members only stuff.
I know,
Houston.
We are. Indoor golf, and we're going to see. I think it's going to be interesting. You know, I have mixed feelings about it, but I will reserve my judgment until I actually go check it out.
Mixed feelings about which?
You know, I'd like to actually play golf, like out in the wild on a golf course. So this idea of indoor and simulation, I'm like, nah, I don't know.
You know, my beloved late husband, Bob Bowman, was a scratch golfer till his death, basically, mm-hmm. at 76 years old. And he loved the simulators.
They're
he
good
felt
for
like
practice.
He was well. He also felt like he was getting to go play Augusta,
oh,
which
I
he
see.
Played.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Like it's not just practice. You
yeah.
are out on the Masters course.
Oh, I'm very familiar with the experience, and I'm just like,
of course you are.
Of course, you know. and I'm just like, is it going to be? I don't know. We'll see. I think it'll be good for the people who.
Go. And good for networking.
And
too.
Good for networking. And I'm actually interested in this lounge situation.
Yeah, we like the lounges.
I love a lounge.
I know you do.
I will lounge.
And you will cocktail at the lounge.
Yeah, I mean, this is what
I'll
I will
watch.
Do. Yeah, so I'm interested. And I think it's going to... And you know what? Here's the other thing. So I do think that this will open up access to golf to more people. So like women and just other folks
yeah.
who, for whatever the reason... are maybe a little bit intimidated about going out to a golf
well,
course.
Well, golf is expensive.
It's expensive.
Much more than any other sport.
It is.
Between the clubs and the greens fees and the, you know.
And it can be intimidating, I think, to go out if you don't quite know what you're doing. And so I think this will open up doors for people to come in. And I think people will just come hang out, even,
yeah.
you know.
Well, I think hanging out is our best sport.
Yeah, it's like at the like ski lodges. So you may not know this, but I don't ski, but I do hang out at ski lodges.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I'm not really into skiing. I see. I mean, I got it.
I love skiing.
Yeah, you know, I like to lounge. Okay. Anyway, so coming soon, 2025, that's something else on our list of things that we need to go and do.
Okay.
And I know you don't want to talk about this story, Lisa, but I will.
Let me just say it out loud.
Okay.
Texas A&M University is beginning construction on a
She's
$200
wiggling
million
in her seats, folks.
Space Institute in Houston soon. I like that. You talk about it.
So... TAMU will break ground on a brand new 100,000 square foot space institute at NASA Johnson Space Center next month. Well, yeah, next month, just in a couple of days. $130 million facility will foster this collaboration between Texas A&M and NASA, as well as other industry partners all around space exploration.
They are agricultural and mechanical, and they are engineers.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what space is about, right? Engineering.
And cults.
And cults.
Oh, only. Wow, magical. I mean, am I the only neutral?
Yeah,
I'm the neutral.
You are the only.
I'm Switzerland
trust,
here, you cannot, folks. You're welcome.
You cannot. Like, really be neutral. You got to have some feelings. You were born in Houston.
I'm just neutral. I bear down even, Arizona. I'm neutral over here.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, give I mean, me it's pretty awesome. So anyway, I think this is great. I mean, so again, Texas A&M investment in the Space Institute aligns with our state's growing role in commercial space. I think that that's something that, again, we're not talking that much about, but I think this is going to be something we hear more and more about, the commercial space
Absolutely.
Industry. And Absolutely. I think sooner than people think.
And a big opportunity for women.
Yeah.
Jobs, et cetera. I mean, it is a big opportunity
well,
for
and
women.
It makes
We're
me,
smaller. We can get in those little spaces.
It makes me think about the STEAM program at the Greater Women's Chamber. I mean,
Again,
like this is,
yeah,
exactly. Like, I'm thinking, how do we get them hooked up to go do a tour of this
They
new
may
facility?
Have, but if not, we'll figure it out.
Even though Texas A&M is behind it, you'll go?
I'm not going.
Wow.
I'll go. I have friends. I can take them on a private tour of NASA, but I'm not going
oh,
on
God.
The A&M tour.
Oh, God. Okay.
My daddy would be rolling over. Just can't do it. Sorry.
Okay. So Jersey Village, what are they doing?
This is so exciting to me. They're hoping to leverage film-friendly Texas. Jersey Village is a designation for
I was
saying,
I don't know about destination. Oh, designation. Okay, yeah.
They're trying. Well, they want us to be designated as film friendly, but why wouldn't they want to? You know, they're Northwest Harris County. There's plenty of rural land around them, and I'm sure reasonably priced, you know, warehousing and stuff like that that the film industry could really use.
And you know,
Texas is a great location for film.
Do you remember maybe? I feel like it was just before the pandemic, but we were starting to lean in, meaning as a state, into attracting more film. And then I guess the pandemic happened and it kind of died down.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to see this because I do think, to your point, the space that we have available, affordability, feels to me that it makes a lot more sense than L.A., for example. I mean, just these places that are a bit oversaturated and really expensive, especially for up-and-coming filmmakers. I feel like we would be a destination for them to come and shoot their movie.
And pre-pandemic, again, we've got some pretty big stars here, Sandra Bullock and Matthew McConaughey, I mean, that were bringing film to Texas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then, of course, that kind of...
So this is exciting. So I don't know if they're... I mean, I guess we just got to stay tuned. And one of the other things...
But I'm available to be in the movies.
What?
I just thought I should say that.
Okay, so something that you may not know, other than that Lisa is available if anyone wants to cast her, is that we rank number 5 among U.S. states for film production. Did you know that?
No.
Okay, well, we do. So,
because I'm not in the movies.
Because you're not in the movies yet. But once, I mean,
I will be touting. We'll be, without a doubt.
Be number one, of course. So I think this is, again, super exciting. Stay tuned. And if you have a film and you're looking to cast Lisa, reach out to us. Contact at culturalhth.com.
Yeah.
Oh, Magical is
Magical's my agent.
Okay.
Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. I just looked at
you. Hey, who thought I'd start this at my age?
I mean, I just looked at you. So
I've been doing this. I've been wanting to do this forever.
And here we are. So Houston Soul Food Cafe makes the New York Times favorite restaurant list. Okay.
Have you been there?
I've not been there.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't either. And this is why.
Oh, it's in Seabrook.
Because it's in Seabrook.
That's
but that's
not
okay. Okay, let's just go with it. Let's just go with
Aaron Davis.
Let's go with it.
Draws on that's he's the chef owner and he draws on his Louisiana roots.
Yep.
Serves soul food staples like gumbo and fried catfish.
And it's Viola and Agnes Neo Soul Cafe. And I mean, the fact that it was recognized by that it was recognized by the New York Times. I feel like we should. It's near NASA, so when we go to the Texas A&M space tour,
I'll drop you off at NASA.
I was like, we could go right afterwards. No. Yeah.
I'll meet you.
You'll meet me at the restaurant. You'll drop me off and then go to the restaurant.
Okay, I'm joking. I'm going to go.
Okay, great.
I'm going to A&M/NASA because my beloved President Bush 41 library is at A&M. And I did tour it, and it is beautiful.
Okay.
So, oh, is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay. So anyway.
And he wasn't an Aggie either.
Okay.
And
so
never
back to
been.
The Viola and Agnes Neo Soul Cafe that was recognized by the New York Times as one of the best restaurants in the United States, not just Texas. So Seabrook, I don't know exactly how far away that is. If you would like to take a road trip and go. I mean, that's a destination.
Yeah. Like Pier 66 or
maybe
something.
We should go and do a movie there. Maybe we can shoot a movie there.
That I can star in?
Sure. Absolutely. And okay, so you know Michelin came to Houston, so I think I'm excited to see. We haven't heard yet. I think they're doing their sort of analysis of all the restaurants that we have, because I imagine that we'll start hearing more about some stars that'll come out of all of this, right? Not movie stars, but Michelin stars as a result, because our restaurant scene continues to be, you know, primo. What are you about to say, Lisa? So if you ever go to YouTube,
speechless.
And you watch our YouTube, you'll see all the strange things that Lisa does, including...
Are there reels on the YouTube?
Yeah.
I love the reels. Are there little reels there?
YouTube shorts.
Are they shorts?
Yeah.
Oh. Q&As?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, let's add them.
Oh, my gosh. I need them all. Everybody wants to see them, and they're
everybody
gone
equals
so fast.
Lisa, but it's fine.
Everybody, I mean... I have to say, I have not been thrown out of any friend groups yet, but I know there's one that's looking at me with a stink eye, the prairie dress thing.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm in Portland earlier this week, and I see humans walking in front of me.
In prairie dresses.
And I almost took a picture, but I'm like, don't get tackled. So I didn't. Cause I thought,
okay,
oh,
we're going to go because we're getting to that again in the next segment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we have so much to talk about.
My
okay,
God.
So
fashion.
Stay with us.
Way.
Fashion is on the way. We'll be back.
Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew, or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shavana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here with my chic, beloved, blessed bestie, Shavana Robert Schreiber. And
we're going to talk about your favorite food group, fashion.
And we've got a lot to say, and I'm going to be as careful as I possibly can. We're going to start
Tony
out.
Tony is giving her the side eye. Like, I don't
this
think
is so,
ma'am.
Exciting. We're starting out with a teaser. The fall 24 fashion is a perfect mix of timeless classics and bold new trends, offering something for everyone. I'm going to share this list of trends with you, but I'm also going to say in advance, so no one hates me, if you did this before 20 or 30 years ago, which a lot of stuff is regurgitated because what goes around comes around, don't do it the same way again.
So regurgitate sounds different than recycled. Regurgitate makes me feel like it's negative. Do you mean recycled?
Both.
Okay.
Some of it is absolutely
so what are the trends?
I'm going to share my biggest fashion statement, which was not about shareholder value.
Okay.
It was about what goes around comes around. There's really not much original. Mm-hmm. The last true original design was the leaf.
Oh, God.
Which God designed.
Oh, my goodness.
I think for Eve, right? Or Adam. I'm not sure which one got. They may all have gotten leaves.
They all got leaves.
Since then, it's all been an adaptation.
Okay.
So now,
what are the trends?
I'm just going to list them. Earth tones, rich textures, and animal prints are dominating the season's palette for the 15th time in a row. Wide leg pants, denim on denim, and preppy ladylike styles mm-hmm. bring both sophistication, if you're careful, and ease to everyday dressing. Houston women can embrace versatile, trend-forward looks that transition seamlessly from work to play, with plenty of opportunities to experiment with punk-inspired edginess and flirty feminine details. Whether you're layering for cooler weather or stepping out in bold patterns, this season's trends strike the perfect balance between style, comfort, and individuality.
I think this should say can strike the perfect balance because okay. you got to do it right.
I mean, denim on denim outfits. You got to be careful unless you really know what you're doing
here. And, you know, you do have to be careful.
Remember those guys you saw show up in a denim jacket, a chambray shirt, and their jeans? You're never meeting them again.
No, you have to be careful. There is a way to do it that's cool, and you just have to be careful. I mean, I agree. You have to be careful. Now, here's the other thing that I think is interesting. So there's a nostalgic 70s flair. Lots of suede and fringe. And I just feel like you don't like fringe.
Oh, I love fringe.
Oh, okay. You see when her voice does that?
I don't like prairie dresses.
Okay.
I didn't like them in the 70s or 80s whenever they came out the first time.
The first time?
They were never my thing.
So
you
denim
know, the
on
last
denim...
like smocked thing like was villager that I wore.
Smocked. So you see, you notice the language she uses. But here's the thing about denim on denim and something that is pretty important. Wide leg pants. So there, uh-huh. we were in a skinny jean season for a long, 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 long time. Uh-huh. And now wide legs are back. Did you know that?
Oversized denim shirts paired with baggy or jeans.
Yeah, see, I don't know about
covering
that part.
A multitude of evils.
I will just go back to what I was saying, which are wide leg pants, especially jeans, are taking over from skinnies. So, people, humans, check your closet, check your denim. Now, I will say, I think skinnies work still if you're going to wear like a tall boot.
Right.
Because you got to push them in there.
Right.
Right. But just in general, incorporate some wide legs. What do we think about straight legs? I mean, I think those can work too. Animal prints, they never go out of style.
I don't think straight legs ever go out of style, basically.
Nor do
boot
animal
cut jeans.
Boot
well,
cut.
Animal prints, to say they're trendy again,
I know,
when
it's so
they?
Funny. It's I so mean, funny.
When
I don't
they?
Know. Boho, which is Lisa's favorite.
They've got boho and preppy together.
I don't
so
know
I'm
about
not exactly,
that.
Well, they're calling boho fringe suede and dark florals are back. It, you know, that is part of boho. But the other part is prairie dresses.
I just don't know if that's going to work. I mean, I feel like you're really toeing the line if you try to do that. But sheer fabrics, which Lisa loves, punk-inspired edginess, those remain on trend. Now,
I mean, I'm going to wear black the rest of my life. So
right.
is that punky? Do I look punky today? I'm
no.
all in black.
No, you don't look punky.
I mean, I don't know. I think I'm not opposed to any of that. I'm just opposed.
What are you opposed to? Let's talk
I've
about
that. I've
said
them. It. I'm opposed.
To regurgitation.
No, to people who don't look in the mirror. I have a friend. One of my best friends has started a nonprofit for women who can't afford a mirror.
Oh, my God. Okay, so let's move on. The long
you know who
short,
you are. You better be listening.
The long and short is fall is here. It feels wonderful outside. I'm super excited. Few new trends. So I would say if I had to give a piece of advice, pick one or two things that you were going to incorporate into your fall look and look in the mirror before you leave the house, especially if you are going to run into Lisa.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. Look in the mirror. Okay, so what is that?
Can I just lighten up my tone?
Okay.
I don't want you all to think I'm terribly critical because I'm not terribly critical.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not.
No.
Judgmental. I would call myself discriminating.
Magical laughed out loud and put his head in his hand.
But I do have an opinion about this.
What it? Go ahead.
Well, I've already said it. I mean, over and over.
What do you say? I want to say one more thing.
I have an opinion. I want you to look good. I want you to look your best.
I agree.
Okay. And I trust you to have the ability to decide what that may be by looking in the mirror.
Okay. So let's move on to our next story.
Alberta Ferretti steps down from her namesake brand after
what happened?
God knows how long. Well,
I don't
know. She's probably 100 years old. I mean, I'm serious. She might be 100 already. She founded the label in 1980, which doesn't sound that long ago to me.
Yeah.
However, she's doing her final collection in summer, spring, now, this collection, spring, summer.
Do you think
summer,
that she has prairie dresses?
she's going to remain as the chair.
She ignores me.
Of her company. But
all right.
So broader restructuring. It's just time. I mean, she after 40 years of the designer, I mean, again, how many new ideas are you going to have? And there are trends in fashion that go around and come around on purpose so that people can make money, because the whole point of any business
is to make
really
money.
Is
shareholder
to support,
value. She's going to
not shareholder value.
I'm joking.
But be able to do the next collection.
That's right.
To be able to pay your employees and pay yourselves and live like a human
and do the next collection. That's right.
That's the main goal of any designer. And 40 years later, doing at least four a year. She's done 160 collections.
This is true.
Okay, so whatever fresh idea she might have had, she needs a little
break. She's already done it.
Well, I mean, I know I have.
She's already
done it. And all I was the merchandiser. I just was directing the designers, but I don't know that I've got another one in there.
Well, Adidas has a different point of view, so they're coming back. They have a big comeback.
Well, is it retro?
Very probably.
Well, why wouldn't you do retro Adidas? Everybody loved it.
They're coming back. Yeah. So, you know, I think Nike took over and kind of dominated for decades.
40 years.
Yeah, for a decade.
Yeah.
And now Adidas is saying no more. So they're coming back. And if you remember, I don't know, 6 years ago, Kanye, Yeezy West had a big
Adidas line.
Big Adidas line. And then there was
some
things that happened.
Yeah, there was a
and then
up.
It went sideways.
But my friends have been wearing Adidas stripes on their clothes and wearing Adidas sneakers for casual. What Adidas gave up, I think, totally was the, and it's actually pronounced Adidas.
Right.
What it gave up totally was the sport side.
Yes.
The athletic shoe.
But now they're coming back.
And so that's just exciting to see. One more brand is always better, because wearing athletic shoes, if you are going to do athletics, it's very important that your shoe fits and it's good. And Adidas has always made great shoes.
I agree. I actually have some that I wear for my athletic pursuits. So the other thing I think is interesting is that there was a time when people would associate Adidas with kind of like mobsters, right? Like,
really?
Yeah.
Well, Kanye. I guess.
No, like the Sopranos. No, Kanye's not.
Oh, did whatever. The Well, I never watched the Sopranos.
Well, but I mean, it's.
Really? I didn't know. I know.
You never watched the Sopranos? Oh, my goodness. So, anyway. I think there was a time where, like, the brand was associated with a certain persona. And so even if it was, you know, they had nice items, people just in their mind mentally associated with that, which is why it's important from a fashion standpoint to watch who your influencers are, because it matters.
Yeah.
Even if it's subconscious, it matters.
Okay.
So anyway, Adidas is coming back. So, I mean, I'm excited about this.
Me too. I'm going to get some. I almost bought some yesterday, but now I will for sure.
Oh, what were you going to buy?
Black stripes on white sneakers.
Like the old school shell toe?
Kind of. But you know, I'm not going to wear the flat shoe. I've got to have some kind of, my arches are so high.
You're going to wear Adidas high heel tennis shoe? Were you going to buy?
Did you see Hoda's high heel tennis shoes? They were fabulous.
No, what were they?
She had high heel.
Were they Adidas?
I don't know what they were.
We should call her.
It was a big thing. You know Hoda's retiring.
You mean the 79 text messages that I received when I landed from Portland about Hoda's retirement? And yeah, I do know.
I did know, but I know now.
I am very. We know. Why are you so devastated?
Because I love Hoda. Hoda's kind of every woman. You know what I mean? Hoda has suffered what every single friend I have has suffered.
She represents every woman. I mean,
she's between breast cancer and getting her children and not getting married after the big engagement.
Oh, this is right.
You know, I mean, she moved to the burbs, I knew.
Yeah,
that
was your comment in the text message. We should have known she moved to the burbs. But, you know, she's not judgmental. She's just discriminating and discerning.
I didn't move to the burbs. I moved to a whole other town, but still.
But still,
it was outside of Manhattan, and it was a mistake.
So we will carry the torch for Hoda. I think we can carry her torch.
I think we need to chat with Jenna and see if she wants us to guest.
You know, I actually thought about that. I was like, you know what? Well, I think we should just go now and just be guests.
I'm going to reach out to her.
Yeah, and be like, hey, we'll come. We'll do it.
For free. no, you won't do it for free. I will.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I won't.
She is not free in any way, shape,
no, I'm
or
like,
form.
No, Tony's like, no way, Jose. All right, but with that, Magical, I see you leaning. We know. It's time for us. I know. Magical starts to lean.
We had so much fun.
We did with Tony.
We hope you had fun. If you had fun with us on this show, will you let us know? We want to know who you all are. We just love having it.
Well, we love you wearing prairie dresses.
We love having everybody come up and say hello to us. It's been a blast. I mean, and we're just so delighted. And thank you for listening. And I hope you have a great Sunday.
And we're praying for Texans. The Texans.
Go Texans.
Go Texans.
And I love you, CJ.
Oh, God. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, wait.
That's no. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
Oh, wait.
What are we waiting for?
Stay focused.
Stay fit.
And stay fabulous.
Bye.
Bye. 'Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.